If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio, broadcast from Petrouille Law in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. And this is Herb Cohen with my co-host Joe Applebaum, Potomac Company's Brian Chandler, Petrouille Law, Mark Haas, AEG, Philip Baker, Citrine Cooperman, Gil Kennedy, Columbia Bank, Bob Cohen, Glass Jacobson, Kelly Campbell, Campbell Wealth Management, and Les Small and Vistage giving me a hand structuring the questions. And Mr. Small, can please, you give us the please rundown on who our guests are on the show today.
We've got Ahmed Ali, President and Founder of Tista Science and Technology, Tony Jimenez, Founder, President, and CEO of Microtech, David Parker, Regional Managing Director and Market Leader, D.C. Region of Colliers International, and Mark Rothman, President, Mita Technologies.
Excellent. Let's get to know Ahmed Ali, Founder and President of Tista Science and Technology. Ahmed, what is Tista Science and Technology?
Tista Science and Technology is a government contracting firm. We focus on the cybersecurity space and the healthcare IT.
How large or how small is your organization?
We're approximately 400 people doing over $120 million annual revenue.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from Bangladesh.
You're originally from Bangladesh, and you started a company that's 400 people, huh? How young were you when you came to the United States?
I was approximately 3 years old when I came to the States.
You were 3 years old, and you came with mom and dad and brothers and sisters?
I have no siblings. I came with my mother and father and my mom's younger brother.
And let's see. So you're an only child, huh?
I am an only child.
What makes an only child special?
I think there's a lot of pros and cons of being an only child. Obviously, there's a lot of challenges, but for me, it was a very great experience because I got to really learn about life and learn how to really accomplish things and take on
initiatives. Figure it all out. Brian?
You were talking about how earlier how you came from Bangladesh at a very young age, and your father was an engineer, but he had to work a lot of odd jobs. Did you serve any type of role in your parents and your family's early transition to the country?
I did. When they came here, my father had to recertify his engineering degree, so he had to go to school and work various jobs. So did my mother. So I helped in various aspects, such as helping them understand how to translate things in English. I learned very young, growing up, the English language very quickly, quicker than them, and really was able to help them, whether it's in stores or banks or shops or filling out paperwork or communicating with people. So I was kind of their.
How do you think that it's affecting you nowadays, that responsibility that you took back then with your parents?
You know, even till today, I take care of my parents. They live with me, so it's my responsibility that I feel to take care of them. And because they've struggled so hard in their whole life, one of the reasons I got into business is I didn't want them to struggle anymore and give a better opportunity for my family, my children, and for my parents.
Wow. Bob, what do you got there?
You're an only child, and your uncle, you don't have any other relatives around. So what kind of games did you play to keep yourself busy?
You know, I grew up in very impoverished areas. We were also on food stamps, and we moved from apartment to apartment. And I was growing up in areas where I was surrounded by a lot of crime and gangs and things of that nature. So to stay out of that, I got involved in sports. I was very athletic. I got into football, basketball, soccer. So that's how I kept myself out of trouble and stayed focused on positive things.
Gil?
Earlier, we were chatting, and I was quite impressed by a favorite movie that you had and the influence that it had on your life. Could you tell our audience a little bit about that?
Yes. When I was in college, I was in engineering school, and I was struggling not through school, but really through school and working odd jobs to pay for myself going through school, and I thought, you know, there's got to be something better in life than this, struggling all the time. So I was sitting there one day on the sofa and watching a movie, and it was Top Gun by Tom Cruise, and I just was fascinated how amazing he looked in that uniform and how he traveled the world and saw all these beautiful places and did something for our country. So I immediately joined the Navy and did 6 years active duty and 3 tours overseas.
Wow. Phil, what kind of question you got there?
Who influenced you? Coach, teacher, friend?
I've had a lot of good influences in my life, but I think the primary one was a friend in engineering school. He was a young gentleman from China that came here to study, and we became very close friends. And he had he could barely speak any English, but he was a straight-A student. But the way he was getting such good grades, he always had a digital translating dictionary with him. He had to translate everything. And the reason I share that, because he worked extra hard, harder than everybody around us. So when everybody was complaining about the little things, here's a guy working harder and above and beyond, which really motivated me and inspired me to even continue to work harder in school. Because if this guy could do it, I was like, you know, I shouldn't worry about the little things.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what do you got?
So, your childhood is very important to you and had a significant impact on you. I understand you started an orphanage. Can you tell us why and what that means to you?
Yes. My company, Tista, was named after a river that flows through 3 countries, Nepal, India, and Bangladesh. So I wanted a meaningful name. So my father and I, growing up, I saw he was very interested in children's causes. So I grew up being very affectionate toward children's causes and their advancement. So I built an orphanage in Bangladesh in the city that he was born in. And today we have about 85 children. I give them a home, schooling, 3 meals a day, and hopefully we get them through college. And these are kids who were, you know, impoverished or parents died or found in the street corner. We get them through high school, and once they're through high school, they have the basic foundation to decide to do what they want to in life.
Why do you do that? I mean, why would you go ahead and spend your money and time doing that? I mean, I read the newspapers. I thought CEOs were selfish and rotten people. Why would you do something?
You know, I always
like
tell my children that I never want them to talk about their father in business. I want them to remember me and talk about me for something I've done for humanity, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to remember your title or roles or what position you were or how important you were. What they're going to remember at the end of the day, when we're out of the spotlight, they're going to remember the good things you've done for humanity and for charity. And the fact that I could help one child goes a long way. But the fact that I'm able to help make a significant difference in 85 to 100 children in their life means more to me than anything else.
I just want to make sure I understood, Les.
Yeah, I mean, you've characterized, you know, your relationship with the way you looked at your parents, that they struggled, you know, greatly, you know, when you were growing up. So you've seen it through that lens. What I'm wondering is, actually, what did you learn about them that's not about the struggle, but something else that they bring that enabled them to endure through that you use today?
You know, seeing them going through so many challenges, I never really appreciated as a child. But when I got into the military and having to struggle and learn about life the hard way in a positive, constructive way, really made me more focused. And as I grew older, I realized how much of an impact they made in my life by struggling so hard through various jobs and moving from town to town, apartment to apartment. And it's because of that that in my company I'm able to create a team environment of camaraderie, an environment of where people want to work together and be excited to come to work every day and have an open door policy with me. And egos are checked at the door. So we want to create a camaraderie environment, and that's something that I'm very proud of in our company and our culture.
Mm-hmm. I'm also hearing resilience. I mean, for them to continue, not give up, they had to have some inner strength to do that.
I think their inner strength was really me, their only child. They did lose their first child, which I never met my brother. We came from a war-torn country. So when we escaped the war-torn country, my brother died there. So because of that, that really motivated them to say, you know, we don't want to lose our second child. So even though I'm the only child, you know, they wanted to give the best for me. And I didn't really appreciate and understand that growing up. But now that I do, you know, I want to give back, and that's why I'm taking care of them, and that's why I try to do what I can for humanity.
So Kelly? That's that bond.
Mm-hmm. Kelly?
Wow, that's amazing. So if you take it a step further, you know, looking at living in Bangladesh and moving to the United States, living in the United States, I mean, it's pretty much the same, right?
that's one characterization in some ways. Bangladesh is a growing country, and their economy is doing better, and there's a lot of investment going on there, but the lifestyle is definitely different. There's a lot more opportunities here. You know, United States is the greatest country on earth. All your dreams can be possible here. And if a little young child can come from a war-torn country, growing up in food stamps here, can grow a company to, you know, when I started, I was thinking if I can get to $10 million, you know, we've lived the American dream. Now we've surpassed that 10 times over. And I walk into the office and all every day with the amazing people we have, the employees that are able to get us there.
So that's really what the impact is you're getting. You know, what other kind of impacts are you getting today with your current business?
You know, the fact that we support so many government agencies, one government agency I'd like to name in particular is the Department of Veterans Affairs, because as a former military guy and a veteran myself and a service-disabled veteran, the fact that outside of all the other agencies that we're doing amazing work for, but the fact that we can make such an amazing difference in the lives of the veterans and their families and support them through all their challenges and all the great initiatives that the department does to help our veterans, because we're doing that on a daily basis, it really makes me feel good. It helps makes our employees feel good that we can make a difference to our government and to our veterans.
Mom and Dad are have Mom and Dad been to your office?
Excuse me, sir?
Have Mom and Dad been to your office?
You know, Mom and Dad has been to my office, I think, once in the last 5 years. They're very proud, but they try to keep arm's length, only because...
Why are they proud?
I think they get emotional every time they come to the office.
That's what
I think every time they come to the office, they break down crying. So
why is that?
You know, the way they grew up, this was... they could never have fathomed or dreamed of something like this. So,
dreamed of what?
Just the success that the company's been able to achieve and where we've come today. And, you know, I constantly tell them it's not me. It's I just surrounded myself with people smarter than me. I hired a lot of great people in the company, and they're the ones that made it successful today, and all thanks to the TISTA employees.
What is the website address for TISTA Science and Technology?
TISTATech.com.
We've been speaking with Ahmed Ali, who's president and founder of TISTA Science and Technology, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this break. And your name is?
Jerry Musioli.
And Jerry, what organization are you with?
Colombo Bank.
And what's your role at Colombo Bank?
I run the commercial lending division for the organization.
You run the commercial lending division for a bank. Okay. We were speaking earlier. What impressed me, though, is how young did you begin your entrepreneurial career?
I was about 7 or 8 years old.
And what were you doing?
I had organized a group of kids in my neighborhood to pick flowers, dried flowers, to go door to door and sell them to the housewives that were staying at home at that time.
What area was this in?
The Twin Brook neighborhood.
And this is in Maryland, in Rockville, Maryland.
Correct.
Is this a well-to-do neighborhood, or was this what kind of neighborhood was it?
Lower blue collar. Everyone in that neighborhood worked hard. Many people worked multiple jobs to support family.
So you were 7 or 8, and you were helping, you were making money. You had a creative idea, and you were pulling other kids to help you do this?
Absolutely.
So your nature is to come up with ideas and then to organize other people around those ideas?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. What's that have to do with being it says here you're the chief lending officer for Colombo Bank?
Well, we work with so many different companies, and owners of companies, it's lonely at the top. They need someone to bounce ideas off of. They need suggestions, ideas. They need introductions. So we kind of pull other professionals into our relationships at the same time.
Wait a minute. You're a banker. I thought that basically somebody comes to you for money and you tell them no. And what you're telling me is that's not what happens. You're sitting there and you're talking to them about their business and making introductions and adding value and really trying to become part of the team?
Yeah, it's I classify that or call that a consultative banking relationship.
What's the website address for this Colombo Bank?
ColomboBank.com.
Let me have that one more time.
ColomboBank.com.
And your name again is?
Jerry Musioli.
And your role there?
Executive Vice President, Chief Lending Officer.
And this has been your Business Spotlight.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Tony Jimenez, founder, president, and CEO of an organization known as Microtech. Tony, what is Microtech? What are you guys doing?
Microtech is an IT services company that provides IT and technology support to the federal government.
Uh-huh. How large or how small is this organization nowadays?
We're about 100 people right now.
Uh-huh. And how many different schools did you go to prior to graduating high school?
9 different schools.
How come you went to 9 different schools?
My father was in the military, and we moved around all over the world.
And how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have an older sister and a younger brother.
So you're the middle of 3, and you went to 9 schools. And what did you learn going to 9 different schools prior to graduating high school and also being in the middle of 3?
How to meet people and introduce yourself and make friends quickly.
Does that have anything to do with your ability to build this organization?
Everything in the world. It's all about relationships and the people you meet and work with.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Yeah, Tony, I understand that you were, as a child, you were an entrepreneur. You started some businesses. You did some jobs in the neighborhood. What did you do differently? How did you market yourself at a young age?
Well, I realized that a lot of my customers wanted more than just having their grass cut. They wanted their clippings picked up, or they wanted their lawns edged, or they wanted their hedges trimmed or trees trimmed or whatever the case might be. So I went out and not only bought a lawnmower, I bought additional tools that allowed me to do some of those additional things.
So you made the investment so that you could provide other services. So you understood implicitly at the age of 10 that or 11 that, you know, you could sell the same customer a lot of different things and make their life easier.
Or sell them the same thing, just do a lot more things for the same price.
Interesting. All right, who's got the next question there?
What did you learn from your dad?
I learned how to work hard and how to take very little, because my dad was not a high school graduate and ended up taking the GED. And he made the most of what he had and worked really hard up until he eventually retired from the Navy and then went to college.
Gil, did you have a question there?
I did. Tony, when did it become evident to you that delivering a top-shelf customer experience was really, really important?
I think I realized quickly that if you wanted to keep a customer, you needed to figure out how to improve upon what you were delivering them initially. So it's very important, as I often tell my folks, that it's not just about winning the customer, it's about keeping the customer and ensuring that the customer's constantly happy.
Bob, question?
Yeah. Besides your parents, Tony, who was a real role model for you growing up?
Well, my first big role model was my coach, Coach Source, who...
And how did that affect you?
It affected me in many ways, because he wasn't just a great coach. He had a lot of different things that he did, and he realized that he needed to do things that not only made him a better coach, but also made him a better person, and he enjoyed doing.
And how does that affect you today?
I think it's still affecting me because I'm trying hard to do things outside of the company, to have a life and manage the things that I enjoy to do a little better.
Mm-hmm. Phil?
How'd your father's education influence you?
Well, I realized, because he said it often, that education is the key to success, and he felt like he was held back because he didn't do some of the things he should have done earlier in his life, like go to high school and eventually go to college. So his goal for all of his children was a college education.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what are you picking up?
Tony, what book or movie as a kid, had a profound influence on you?
Well, not so much as a kid, but definitely as an adult. I just loved the movie Forrest Gump. I thought it was a great story about somebody who wasn't dealt everything that everybody else around him was, and how he was able to take the basics and turn it into some pretty amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular scene or event that sort of resonates with you even today?
I think the big event was the whole meeting that he had with Lieutenant Dan, when he explained to Lieutenant Dan that he'd bought some Apple stock, and he didn't quite put it like that, but it sounded more like he'd bought some fruit than he did Apple stock. And I just thought it was kind of neat to see somebody figure it out without having all the tools to be able to figure it out.
Kelly?
Great. Tony, I know your father was away while you're, you know, for a lot of your childhood. You had your mother as a role model, and she wasn't educated, no college, you know, not even finishing high school, but she obviously had an impact. What kind of impact does she have? What does she bring to you every day to work now?
She was good at what she did. And at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is regardless of what you've been dealt or where you are or what you're doing, be good at whatever it is that you decide to do. And she was a great mother, and she kept the family together in the way you would expect a mother to keep a family together.
And what do you do now that you've seen that? Like, how do you react on a daily basis because of that?
I think it's important that you not only have the family relationship, but that you bring that family feeling to work, and that people feel like they're part of something bigger and better than other places.
Uh-huh. Who's got the next question here? Phil, you got a question there? Gil? Yeah, here we go.
Forrest Gump was a humble guy in the movie. You're a CEO of a company. How does humbleness play into your personality?
Well, it plays pretty big into my life because I've had my fair share of challenges, and I realize that you can't read your own press, and you can't get too carried away with success, because in this business you're only one bad decision away from being out of business.
Huh. What are you talking about? You're the CEO of this company. I mean, you know, your nature is to make good decisions. What's this thing about? What are you talking about there?
Well, I wish I could tell you that every decision I made was a good one, but I make a lot of bad mistakes, and I learn from them. And if I wasn't making those bad mistakes, I probably wouldn't be able to correct my course and make some of the good mistakes I've made. So I've made more good than bad.
Should we be talking about this publicly, though? Isn't this embarrassing, admitting that you make bad decisions?
No, I'm human, and I'd like to think that every decision's a great decision. Unfortunately, I surround myself with realists who don't have any problem telling me I don't have what I think I have, or I don't know what I think I know, or I'm making a bad decision.
I don't read about this in the newspapers. I thought, you know, you hear about bad stuff about CEOs, but it sounds like you're really human and humble. Les, did you have another question there?
I'm just curious, what did you learn about yourself when you were a kid that shows up today for you and how you lead?
That being successful in today's world is not easy. If it was, everybody'd be successful.
What do you mean by that? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that if you choose a career, whether it's IT or whether it's in healthcare or whether it's in teaching, it's difficult to be good because the challenge is that to be good, you have to be competitive, and to be competitive, that means everybody else is trying to be good. So at the end of the day, you realize that you've got to work really hard, and no matter how hard you work, it might not be enough.
Huh. How'd you learn that? How young were you when you realized that?
I realized it pretty early on, growing up in a I guess you could call small a family. We had to stick together because we were constantly moving, and we were constantly meeting new people and constantly being exposed to new situations.
Uh-huh. And what'd you take from that? What did that made who you are?
I think probably the fact that I always felt like the odds were stacked against us and that we had to work, that me and my brothers and my brother and sister and other family members had to work extra hard to make absolutely sure that we overcame some of the challenges that we were dealt.
How's that affecting your relationships nowadays?
I think it has a pretty profound effect on my relationship. I find that in some situations I'm a little bit more of a pessimist than an optimist, but I still think people are genuinely good, and I find that I rely on that a little more than I probably should.
What's the website address for Microtech?
Microtech.net.
Let me have that one more time.
Microtech.net.
We've been speaking with Tony Jimenez, founder, president, and CEO of Microtech here on Executive Leaders Radio.
Whoa. Nice interview.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce David Parker, Regional Managing Director and Market Leader, D.C. Region for Colliers International. David, what is Colliers International?
It's a large international commercial real estate firm.
Uh-huh. How large or how small is this organization?
We are at about $2 billion in revenue, and I guess about now 18,000 people worldwide.
Oh, my gosh. This is a large organization. All right. Brian, did you have a question there?
Yeah, you, David, earlier you talked a little bit about some of your early experiences in Rhode Island and some of the jobs you did when you were younger. And one of the things you did, well, you were a busboy, you said. Isn't that right?
Yep. Yep. And Holiday Inn.
What did you do differently as a busboy at the Holiday Inn, which sort of, you know, helped transition you forward? And what did you learn from that?
I think one of the things was, you know, to be there number of hours, work hard the entire time, do the very best job you could so that my boss was happy and invited me back.
And what did that, how does that affect you now and what you're doing?
Yeah, I think, like some of the other guests have said, it taught me the value of hard work and the importance of perseverance.
Mm-hmm, Bob, good.
So, David, besides your parents, who is influential in your life?
Yeah, I think that that my mom and dad were probably the two most important people in my life. My dad is absolutely my hero, overcame a lot throughout his life, and every day I try to be as good a man as he is.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's hard. He's a hard man to replicate. But I think one of the things that that I try to do every single day with the people that work for me is support them and try to get the best out of them that I possibly can.
Gil, what do you got there?
David, earlier when we were chatting, you had mentioned that you were rather good at sports in school, and you'd mentioned that you were captain of many teams. And I was wondering if you could talk to the audience about what really drives you, and what did you learn from those captain experiences?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I learned early on was the value of teamwork. It sounds a little bit like a cliche, but I was fortunate enough to play on a number of state championship teams, and then even in college, we were, the fourth best team in Division III football. During the time, I think one of the things that I walked away with was the notion that if people weren't prepared to play together, commit to a goal that they all believed in, the results were never going to be as good as they potentially could be. And every single day that I go to work, I aspire to accomplish the same thing with my team today.
What drives you?
Winning. Winning drives me, and winning with a group of people that all want to win together.
Yeah, what in the green room we were talking, what really struck us, the co-host, was the fact that what you actually used the words, what drives me is the team winning. It's not me, it's the team.
Now that is the most important thing. Maybe it's what I value. It's what makes me happy. It's what gets me up in the morning. It's what gets me to work the next day.
Is what?
Is being with a group of people who can accomplish a goal together, and and grow together as that team.
How young were you when that began to show up in your bones?
I think it was probably by the time I was 10, 11 years old, just being in a town that I'd moved into after moving around a lot as a kid, and the joy of being with a bunch of kids like me every day that were friends, and literally going out together, and some of those kids are still great friends of mine today.
Wait a minute. You used the word, it was an interesting word, the joy of what? Give me that again.
You know, the joy of friendship, the joy of being together, and the joy of kind of accomplishing things as a group of guys.
Wait a minute, you're all about the camaraderie, aren't you? You're all about building the team.
Yeah, I think that's true. Ever since I was a kid, I guess that's the thing that's made me the happiest.
And it's interesting that it just so happens that you're in the world of real estate. You could have done anything with the team, couldn't you?
I think that's probably true. It didn't have to be real estate.
Mm-hmm. Who's got the next question? There. Go.
How did you get your team to win, and how does that relate to what you do today?
I think there are two answers to that, two components to that. The first thing is if you surround yourself or you have a group of people that see themselves only as individuals, you can never really get them to work together. So hiring the right people who believe in that makes all the difference in the world.
Uh-huh. Mark.
You had certain characteristics growing up. You had an older sister.
I did.
Would she, knowing you then and knowing you now, would she recognize you? Do you have the same characteristics?
Yeah, I think she would. I hope she would. She's another one of my heroes. Hopefully, what she'd say is that the things that we learned as kids to work hard and be honest, and do the very best we could every day, it would still define me.
Mm-hmm. Liz,
yeah, you moved around. Dad was what, in the Navy?
Yeah, he was. He's one of those World War II stories of a kid that never finished high school and went away to fight in World War II.
What's the thing you take from him growing up that you apply today?
I think the thing from him and my mom, the most important thing for us is to get the best possible education we could get so that we had the most opportunity.
Mm. Same for mom?
Same for mom.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, what are you thinking?
Well, you had said that as a kid you traveled all over the place, and you finally settled in one place. And when you did you hang out with any certain group?
Yeah, it's almost like an old Rascals movie or something that, you know, there were a bunch of kids from the ages of probably 4 years old to 18 years old, and at any given day we'd be playing any sport or running around together.
Wait, seriously, you said 4 years old to 18 years old?
Yeah, I think if in order to get a team up, anybody came, girls, boys, old, young, but every single day after school and every day in the summer we were always playing.
Tell me how that affects you today, how you use that today. That's amazing.
I guess in the real estate business, I'd say that one of the challenges, one of the exciting parts of the business today is I've got kids and they're I call them kids. They're 24, 25 years old, brilliant, educated, hardworking, motivated. And on the other hand, I'm working with great men and women who are in their 50s and 60s, and combining them into the team that we're trying to be is not only a challenge, but it's something I get excited about every morning.
So it doesn't matter to you what sex somebody is, what age they are, what race they are. It doesn't matter. It's who they are and how they fit in the team and what you can do with them.
No, I that's exactly how I feel.
Exactly how you feel?
The key components. I don't care if they're old, they're young. The most important thing is that they believe in collaboration. They believe in helping each other. They believe in helping each other get better. We can and we do great things with those types of people.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what else are you thinking there?
So you said before that when you went away to college, you know, it was somewhat of a different experience than where you grew up. Can you explain sort of what that was and how that affected you?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to go to a college that had a lot of people who came from wealth, which I did not, and the experience of being there opening my eyes to the fact that there was a world beyond just Middletown, Rhode Island, shaped my life without question.
Well, didn't you feel rotten? Some of these kids were driving around in fancy cars that had really nice clothes, and you didn't?
It's funny. I never, ever felt as though I was disadvantaged. I never felt as though I couldn't do everything that they could do. I always believed in myself, and I think that did come from my mom and dad.
Wait. So you didn't feel disadvantaged because of what?
I just because I didn't grow up with the same advantages that they had, I never felt as though, you know, I was a rung down on the ladder, and never felt like I had, I was there was anything in my way. I felt like if I worked hard, I could make my way in the world.
Liz?
I was just going to pick up on that whole point about where's the confidence come from? I mean, working hard might give you a sense of pride and all, but where's the confidence come from?
Well, it definitely came from my family, but, you know, thinking about one of the questions recently, I actually think that the neighborhood I grew up with, the kids I grew up with, I think we all supported each other.
What do you mean you supported each other? What do you mean by that?
I was literally at an event back in Rhode Island last year, and it was kind of an athletic hall of fame, and there was one of the kids from my neighborhood who was being admitted, and he made the point that that we all learned from each other, we all grew from each other, whether it was academically or on sports, and I think it was the collective successes that made all the difference in the world.
So this is somebody back in your childhood who was talking about his recollection of his childhood, and you relate to that.
He lived two houses down, and I think he went on to an unbelievable career at the University of Rhode Island playing multiple sports. He's a terrific guy, great businessman today.
And what kind of sports did you play as a kid?
Played a lot, but through high school and college. Played football, ran track, played basketball through high school and my sophomore year in college.
And what was your role on those teams?
I was captain of many.
Why do you think you were the captain?
I think at the heart of it, they elected me because I think they believed that we could win they believed in my leadership.
Isn't that the reason you're the regional managing director and market leader, D.C. region, for Colliers International? Yes. What's the website address of Colliers International?
Colliers.com.
Let me have that one more time.
Colliers.com.
We've been speaking with the humble David Parker here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be back in a moment right after this break.
I wasn't going to let you sit there and not...
And your name is?
Tom Papadopoulos.
And Tom, what organization are you with?
I'm president of Papadopoulos Properties in Washington, D.C.
And what do you specialize in?
Commercial real estate with an emphasis in the restaurant industry.
So what do you enjoy about your job?
The unique group of people that we do business with on a daily basis.
So what do you enjoy about who are these people and what do you enjoy about these people?
You'll find that most restaurateurs, chefs, and developers have... extremely large egos,
mm-hmm.
and everybody is different, and it's a different environment every day.
So you really enjoy the people you're dealing with, the different personalities, and how you have to deal with everybody. Do you develop long-term relationships with these folks?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, somebody will come to us, and they want to open up their first restaurant, and we will help them with that, and their goal is to open up more, and we help them grow throughout the market.
How long have you had clients for?
20-plus years.
Wow. So your nature is to really develop a relationship with somebody and just keep on developing that relationship. You're not a transaction guy necessarily. You're really about relationships
well,
in the long term.
That's how you stay in business, is developing relationships, long-term relationships.
Huh. And you're dealing with developers and restaurateurs, I guess financing issues, a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, yes.
So you're really bringing extra value to your clients because you've been through this whole process before in their industry.
We like to think so.
Uh-huh. And do you develop personal relationships with some of these folks?
Yes. Many of our clients are also our friends.
Uh-huh. What's the website address of your organization?
Papadop.com.
How do you spell that?
PAPADOP.com.
Let me have that one more time.
PAPADOP.com.
And your name again is?
Tom Papadopoulos.
And the name of the organization?
Papadopoulos Properties.
And this has been your Business Spotlight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohn. We'd like to introduce Tom Miller, tax principal of Thompson Greenspun. What is Thompson Greenspun? What are you guys doing?
We are a traditional local CPA firm that provides traditional services of test functions, compilation, review, audits, and tax services, and then within those disciplines, the consulting work associated with them.
Mm-hmm. How large or how small is this firm?
We are within the 50,000-plus firms in the United States. We are in the top 400. We have 67 employees, and we have 7 partners.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Northern Virginia.
And how many brothers and sisters?
Older brother and had an older sister.
Older brother and older sister. All right. And I understand that when you were 3 years old, mom and dad got divorced?
They did.
What'd that do to you?
Well, it obviously shook my whole world up and put us in a whole different type of paradigm, but it started to create an environment that has been very positive, believe it or not, into my adulthood.
What are you talking about?
Well, from both ends, they were adverse circumstances. Here is my mother raising 3 individual kids, and she realized she had to be independent, and it started to teach me that independence can be very paramount in one's destiny.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn from your dad?
Well, my dad came back from World War II. He was highly decorated, but he came back 100% disabled. And at that point, as a 19-year-old, it was not acceptable to him. He overcame those adversities. He went to University of Maryland, became an accountant, and had an illustrious career with the Internal Revenue Service.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Well, your father's an accountant, and you became an accountant. So was there some influence from your father as to what drove you to accounting? And if so, what was it? What did he tell you? What did he explain to you to sort of influence you in that direction?
So as a young boy growing up, I always thought I really wanted to get in law enforcement. I really thought I wanted to be a policeman. And my dad said, you know, Thomas, the way to do this is to get your accounting degree, because at that point, you'd be able to go in many, many directions. And I thought, an accountant, a law enforcement agent? And he looked right at me and he said, you know who put Al Capone in prison, don't you? And that settled it for me.
Mm-hmm. Will? So you talked a little about mom and dad. What do you take from each of them to work every day?
So they both were very independent. They both were facing adverse circumstances, and it's taught me that whatever the circumstances is that just to go at it with all the hard work you have and understand that you really can do very well, even though given sometimes not the best circumstances.
So interesting. Adversity, overcoming adversity. How does that benefit your clients?
Oh, it's tremendous, because a lot of times what it allows us to do is, as we're working with our clients, we tell our staff to look beyond the numbers, see what's really out there so we can advise them. And so in circumstances, whether they're doing very successful, every business has adversity, and we identify it, we work with them, and we help them through it.
Mm-hmm. Eric, you work with him. What's it like working with Tom in the tax department?
I have to say it's a great experience. Tom really, as the leader of our tax practice, I feel like he really embodies the kind of collegial approach to work that really, I think, makes for a great professional life.
How's that benefit your clients? I mean, I understand it's fun to work with them, but does that really help your clients?
Absolutely. That collegial atmosphere leads over into the way that we approach a problem with our clients. We almost always work collectively to deal with issues. You know, it's the old paradigm, two heads are better than one.
Yeah, interesting. Dan, what question you got there?
Tom, you mentioned you grew up in Northern Virginia. And tell me, what does a boy between the age of 8 and 14 do in Northern Virginia growing up?
Sports, whether they're organized or sandlot, just enjoying sports.
And what type of sports did you play?
So organized was baseball, and sandlot was the football, basketball, and baseball.
And what position in baseball?
I was a pitcher.
What's that tell us about you?
Well, it tells you that at the beginning, I'm going to be leading the whole scenario off, because as you think about it, who throws out the first pitch of the game? It's the president. And that from that standpoint on, that's what's going to how the game is started. And really, the pitcher does control the tempo of the game. He really does.
What's that have to do with your accounting career?
It has a lot to do with more dealing with clients and working with clients and showing them how they can grow, the best way they should go forward in their careers.
Mm-hmm. Tom?
If those listening, they can't see, but Tom's in a three-piece suit, very put together, very tailored, very sharp. And I'm wondering, is there an element of, does that come from a military father career, that attention to detail? And does that, I assume that permeates your professional career as well. What type of influence did that come from?
It does, and it does come from the parents. But my first job was with KPMG, Pete, Mark, and Mitchell. And the first thing they handed me was a book, Dress for Success. I read it and believed it.
I stayed with it.
Brian?
Yes, you said when you were younger, you're interested in law enforcement, and your father said, hey, you really should study accounting. That could help you in that direction. Now you're a principal at an accounting firm, and you're a business guy. So when did the light bulb go off that, hey, I want to be involved in business? I like businesses. This stuff interests me.
So at the point of looking at law enforcement, I really did look at it from the perspective of really serve and protect. And then I started realizing that what I really liked the most probably in life was serving. And I realized as a business owner, I could serve clients very well from the prospect of being a trusted advisor.
Uh-huh. Jen?
You talked a little bit about your parents' divorce, and I want to kind of dig into that a little more, because they were both really influential in your life. What did you observe them working together, even though they were divorced, and how do you bring that into working with your clients and your company?
So, very good question. When they were going along, like any divorced parents, there was sometimes very, very much strain. But the one thing they always said, as far as the three kids came, they were always together, which was incredibly reassuring. So now when we're with your staff, although we may have differences of opinion on how a item should be handled, we realize at the end we've got to come out unified so that we can get the best support from the client.
That was an excellent question, Jen. And Tom, you really see a similarity between what happened in your childhood and the way you're operating with the team nowadays?
Tremendously, I do.
Uh-huh. So you, that adversity when you were a kid helped train you for how to handle situations nowadays with the team, I guess.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Will, you have another question there?
Yeah, you'd mentioned resources were a little tight growing up when you were younger. How's that influenced your career and your career path?
Well, I learned at a very early age my needs were taken care of, but if I wanted something special, it was upon me to make it happen. And as a business owner, as all business owners at this table, we realize if we want something extra, we've got to work hard and earn it.
What's the website address for Thompson Greenspun?
TGCCPA.com.
Speaking with Tom Miller, tax principal at Thompson Greenspun. John, can you give us a rundown of who we've had in the air today?
Our first guest was Thomas Sanchez, CEO of Social Driver. Then we talked to Keith Mueller, CEO of Bookkeeping Express. Our third guest was Varun Malhotra, co-founder and executive vice president of Change Is. And our last guest was Tom Miller, tax principal at Thompson Greenspun.
I'd like to thank my co-host Joe Applebaum, Potomac Companies, Tom McBride, Cresta, Jennifer Wappas, Pagnano Carp, Brian Chandler, Pretori Law, Dan Pavlik, P2 Communications, Steve Navarro, and Will Davis, Right Source Marketing, John Shore, Graybeard Coaching, for giving me hand structuring the questions. Hope you're providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. Thank you, listening audience, for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website, Executive Leaders Radio. To learn more about our executive leaders, it's executiveleadersradio.com. Thank you for joining us today, and do have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Woo, we did that.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.